This is the Late Round Podcast with your host, JJ Zacharisa.
What's up, everyone? It's JJ Zacharyson, and this is episode 674 of the Late Round Fantasy Football Podcast, sponsored by FanDuel. Thanks for tuning in. The 2022 NFL season is now underway, and FanDuel and GMC are back to bring you the GMC Sierra Mountain Climber Pick'em, a free-to-play contest series that gives you a chance to win a share of $10,000 in FanDuel site credit every Sunday, courtesy of GMC. Here's how it works. Every Sunday during the NFL season, you'll have a chance to answer questions based on the day's non-primetime games. The more questions you answer correctly, the higher up the mountain you'll move. If during any week you answer every question correctly for a perfect score, you'll reach the summit and win your share of $10,000 in site credit. The contest series is now live, so head to FanDuel.com/free/contest/GMC today to start climbing the mountain. The first trend this week is that in week one, Austin Eckler had a 53.8% running back rush share. He played 49% of the Chargers' snaps. In 2021, Eckler hit that low of a snap share only twice, and he hit that low of a running back rush share just three times. Maybe this will just end up being one of those down usage games for him this year, but it's definitely something to monitor with the Chargers mixing in some other running backs. And they also hinted at this during the offseason. He should be fine from here on out given the offense that he's in. This is just something to monitor at this point. Damian Harris had a double-digit percentage target share in week one. He's only done that twice in his career. The other occurrence came in week 18 last year. When it comes to the Patriots backfield, we basically saw in week one what was being reported this offseason. That we'd see some rotation and that maybe we'd see less of the whole James White role thing. I still prefer Ramondre Stevenson to Damian Harris rest of season. But not by much after seeing what happened in week one. They're back-to-back in my rest of season rankings. I just think that Stevenson is the better player. That he has more upside. But it's clear Harris may be used more in the passing game this year, and that would make him a lot more valuable. Saquon Barkley is back. He had a 33.3% target share in week one, which not only was the highest of any running back this past week, but it was the second highest single game share of his entire career. After his performance in week one, we should all be excited about his potential in 2022. He was a player to target in my draft guide this year, but I've even moved him up in my own rankings. After what we saw in week one, and now he's sitting behind only Jonathan Taylor and Christian McCaffrey in my rest of season rankings at running back. Saquon Barkley is once again elite. We all probably remember the fact that Miles Sanders didn't score a single touchdown last year. He wasn't used super heavily at the goal line, but he did have six goal line attempts. He just didn't score on any of them. In week one, he found the end zone against the Lions, and he also saw three goal line attempts. So he saw 50% of his 2021 total in just week one alone. Sanders had okay enough usage in week one that should make you also feel okay enough to have him as your RB2 right now. The Eagles' offense looked good, and their schedule is set up really nicely for positive game scripts. So it was a favorable opening weekend for Sanders overall. Against the 49ers, David Montgomery saw 65.4% of Chicago's running back rushes. That's not like a horrible number for most players. Only 21 running backs hit that mark in week one. But it's not a usual occurrence for Montgomery. That was his lowest share of running back rushes in a single game since week one of the 2020 season. We heard some talk over the offseason about how the Bears may split this backfield up, and that's exactly what they did. Khalil Herbert not only was awesome his rookie year, but he looked good in week one too. And he saw two goal line carries to Montgomery's zero. Montgomery has a chance to see his stock drop a lot over the next couple of weeks if this continues. Speaking of the Bears, in the pouring down rain, Justin Fields still ended up leading the NFL in deep ball rate. He threw it 15 or more air yards in week one on over 41% of his passes. This is a continuation of last year. He ranked fourth in the NFL in 15-plus air yard rate. Darnell Mooney had a pretty horrendous week one, but better days are ahead. Christian Kirk had probably the most underrated week one of any wide receiver in fantasy. He had a 31.6% target share. He saw 12 targets, and he had 117 yards. He didn't find the end zone, so he was the wide receiver 19 in PPR points scored, but according to Pro Football Focus's expected fantasy points formula, Kirk was 9th in expected points this past week at the wide receiver position. And you want to know the crazy part? Zay Jones was actually ranked ahead of him in expected points. He didn't quite have the same peripherals, but don't sleep on Zay off the waiver wire this week as well. And by Christian Kirk, I didn't bring him up on the 15 transactions episode, but I think the market's perception of Kirk is a little bit off. Trend 8 this week is that Antonio Gibson ranked 5th in running back target share in week 1. That's a huge win for him, because his target share was over 10% in just 2 games last year with JD McKissick active. What's interesting is that Gibson started off last season with a really high target share as well. It was almost 24% in week 1 last year. And then he didn't hit a double-digit percentage target share again until week 12. Now, I'm not saying that's going to happen again here in 2022. But I do think that we should be cautious about what happened. Regardless, it's a very good sign for Antonio Gibson. And he looked good against the Jags. Let's talk about Amon-Ra St. Brown. The man just commands targets. People were nervous about him because of his splits with and without TJ Hockenson and DeAndre Swift last year. But it was strange that we couldn't just realize that St. Brown was better. He's a good player himself, and it makes more sense for the offense to run through him. Well, in week 1, the offense ran through him. St. Brown had a 32.4% target share, and he was one of 4 wide receivers with 10 or more targets to also have a yards per route run rate of 0.33 or higher. The other 3 last week, Justin Jefferson, Davante Adams, and Tyreek Hill. That's not bad company. I actually think there's a chance the market is still too low on Amon-Ra St. Brown. It might not be a bad idea to see if you can trade for him because he's going to get a lot of looks in this offense. The final trend this week is that there were just 2 running backs with 10 or more targets in week 1. One of them was rookie Breece Hall. The thing with Hall, though, is that Michael Carter was just 1 target behind him with 9. It's just that the Jets threw the ball a lot and they targeted their backfield at a high rate. Post week 1, they're 3rd in the NFL in running back target share. But it was definitely good to see Breece Hall get a lot of looks through the air. We just would have rather seen him dominate those backfield looks. That way it would be a little bit more sustainable. But that's what Javonte Williams did. He was the other back with 10 or more targets in week 1, and he hit 12 targets while teammate Melvin Gordon had 2. That's a fantastic sign for his potential moving forward. They were using him consistently in hurry up. So while we can't expect quite as high of a target share week in and week out, we at least have some comfort with Williams. He's going to keep seeing looks through the air in this offense. And if he just takes over the backfield eventually, that's when his true RB1 ceiling can be fully unlocked. That's going to do it for today's show, though. Thanks to all of you for listening. If you've yet to subscribe to the Late Round Fantasy Football Podcast, make sure you are by searching for it pretty much anywhere podcasts can be found. And don't forget to follow me on Twitter, @LateRoundQB. Remember to check out the Late Round Fantasy Football Patreon. I posted my rest of season rankings yesterday, and I also did a live stream waiver wire Q&A with patrons. It's honestly just a really great community. But thanks for listening, everyone. Really appreciate it. I'll talk to you tomorrow.